Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you to grow and to learn. I'm Mary Bencherson. I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Greetings.
Hello.
Salutations.
Wow.
I turned it around.
We're back.
We're back, folks.
The Messiah's Misfits are back.
That's funny. Well, we have a very interesting topic tonight. And it's called A Call to Show Mercy. And I've discovered it's a sin to not show mercy.
Ouch.
I know, right? And it brings God's judgment.
Wow, I can see that. That's an interesting point. Just right out of the, just hit it cold tonight.
I know, right? I mean, you know, we're all in trouble, folks.
You talked about grasping your audience's attention. I think you just did.
Well, you know.
You didn't get a chance to wade in.
I didn't. I hope you didn't spill your drinks.
Please stick around. Please stick around for the rest of the episode.
Wow, here we go.
Here we go.
Can we restart this program tonight?
That's funny.
Well, love you, audience.
We do.
We thank you for tuning in tonight.
That's right.
Putting up with these Messiah's misfits, but God is merciful to us.
Yes, he is. And you know, how we're going to learn about this is we're going to go to the book of Obadiah, which is a whopper. It is the smallest book in the Old Testament.
Oh, but man, it speaks volumes.
It does. There's a lot of words in it.
You know, and at least by us studying Obadiah tonight, I'm going to approach this from this standpoint of view tonight, is when I meet Obadiah, I'm going to say, Obadiah, I read your book.
That's right. That's right.
I hate to stand before him and say, but didn't you read my book?
Right.
Didn't you read the book of Obadiah? Yes. I wrote that.
Yes.
How many people has not read Obadiah?
I know.
But there is so much meat in this book as a minor prophet of showing justice and mercy. And when we're talking about showing mercy and showing compassion and, you know, Jesus, he showed a lot of compassion. When you go back and look in the scriptures, you can go back in Matthew 9:36, he said Jesus was moved with compassion.
Yes.
You can look in Mark 1:41, says Jesus was moved with compassion. And you can look in Luke 15:20, he says, and Jesus, when he saw him, he had compassion toward him. And then Romans 9:15 says these words here from the Apostle Paul. He said, for he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Mm-hmm. So it's even, it was in the Gospels, it's in the New Testament, but right. It's interesting that God really dealt with this in the Old Testament.
Right.
And especially from the standpoint of Obadiah presenting this to the people of the Edomites and Judah during the invasion of the Babylonians when they come against them. So it's an interesting topic here tonight. But what I'm grateful for, I think most of all, is found in Lamentations 3:25, that he says, his compassions fail not.
Right.
I'm so thankful that God showed me compassion, was merciful to me, a sinner.
Me too.
I'm so thankful that. So that's the approach we're coming tonight is, I think, to our audience, to just show, hey, God's a merciful God.
Right.
And God expects us as his people to be merciful as he was merciful to us.
Yes.
And I think that's from the standpoint we can bring this forth tonight and just showing people and loving people and say, hey, you know, let's just love people.
Right.
I think that's the bottom line. I think it's probably an attribute of love, is being compassionate, merciful.
Oh, very much. Well, you know, and I think that, you know, we have to start and look at who these people were. The Edomites were the descendants of Esau, and the Judah was the descendants of Jacob.
Right.
Now, we all know the story of Esau and Jacob, I hope, that, you know, they didn't even get along in the womb. I mean, they had issues from the get-go. And so it trickled down through their descendants. Well, you know, the whole story here of Obadiah is wrapped around the Babylonians attacking Judah and the Edomites watching and scoffing and laughing and
doing nothing,
being joyful in, you know, the demise of these people. And God was not pleased.
No, even though they were family descendants, they had no compassion. They had
none.
Zilch.
None.
They had zilch, you know.
They did not care for each other.
You got different types of people, if you would. You've got one group of people that talks about compassion, and you might have another group of people that says, well, I've got the right amount of it, and you got somebody else says, well, I don't have enough of it, and then you got other people says they make an excuse for not showing it.
Right.
So really there's kind of four groups of people here.
Yes.
And so, but God really brings it to a head, if you would, about what he's talking about here, about the failure to show compassion.
Right.
So let's get into this tonight and just see what God has for us. Open up some ideas and thoughts here tonight and just go with it.
Well, and I think, you know, well, we have to go to Obadiah, you know, which is but a little chapter in the New Testament, but it's a mighty powerful one.
One chapter, folks. we might get this out with three or four episodes.
That's right.
Who knows?
But in verse 10, it says, for thy violence against thy brother Jacob's shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever.
Wow.
You know, in the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast as one of them. Now, that's he's talking about Babylon coming in and taking the possessions of Judah. But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. He's reprimanding, Obadiah's reprimanding them for their behavior.
Right.
The Edomites. So that's, it's a pretty good lashing. He's giving them a pretty good lashing on their behavior.
Yeah, you know, and we see this, you know, you mentioned this, but it started in the womb.
Yes.
With Jacob and Esau.
Yes, it did.
There was a root.
Mm-hmm.
There was a beginning of this feud, if you would, and it carried down through the descendants.
Right.
That we need to pick up on that right there and say, hey, if we've got aught against each other, we need to deal with it.
That's right.
Don't let it fester and continue to be like a feud of the Hatfields and McCoys.
Right.
Because it ends in this result,
right,
where God's judgment comes on the scene.
Yes.
If it would have been dealt with prior, it may not have been so harsh.
Very true.
But there was, I mean, these were families.
Yes.
These were family tribes that...
And there's jealousy and, you know, all of these things that they felt towards one another, they could not get it under control. They could not come to peace with what God was trying to tell them.
Yeah.
You know, you're a family. Act like it.
And God said, if you don't deal with it, I'm going to deal with you.
Yes.
And he did.
He did.
And he did deal with them.
He did. Yes.
It speaks, God, we're going to get in just a moment, but God dealt with that.
Yes.
You know, their descendants just did not get along.
Right.
And I would hate to say our families today didn't get along.
Right. But there's many who don't.
True.
There's many who don't. But in this, it contains a powerful message about the nature of God and his expectations for his people.
Yes.
And, you know, that's something I think we need to study more on. What does God expect out of us?
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, I
mean, if it's in us, it's going to come out of us.
Yes.
So if we realize that we're following, like one of the categories I mentioned a while ago, if we're lacking it, then we say, God, help me to have compassion.
Yes.
God, give me compassion that I can show compassion
toward people.
You know, it goes back to the story, I think, of the Good Samaritan in Luke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Jesus was talking about the parable of the Good Samaritan that he was enlightening us on. And he says, if I can find it here real quick, he says, and there was by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, the Levite came by a certain place. He passed by the side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where the man was and saw him and had compassion on him.
Yeah.
There's a hurting people out there.
Yes.
You know, and we can pass by them all day long.
Right.
But we need
And
to
we
ha-
do.
We need to have that Samaritan's heart.
Yes.
To where we're moved with compassion. When Jesus saw the people that were sick or when Jesus saw the people were hungry, he was moved with that. It's called love.
That's right.
And this Samaritan, he saw that, and he said he went to him.
Right.
I think that's one of the differences right there is he went to him.
Yes.
And he bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. He set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn, and he took care of him.
Right.
So we can talk about it all day long, but this Samaritan, he showed it.
Yes, he walked the walk.
And that's what God wants us to do tonight in this right here, because he said the Edomites, they didn't show it.
No.
They didn't help nothing. They didn't do one thing. They didn't lift a finger to help their fellow man.
They lifted a finger to take things.
To loot from them.
That's right.
They rejoiced.
Steal from them.
Look what we're going to get from these guys.
Glad the Babylonians showed up.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
man.
So they just did not get. And what a shame that is.
Right.
So we pray that families will get along.
Right.
And
absolutely.
So what does verse 11 say? I think we read that.
Verse 11 said, "In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots unto Jerusalem, even thou wast as one of them."
Wow. That's...
Yeah. You took their side.
That's
you picked
strong.
The side and you picked the wrong one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you're as one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That is strong. They took nothing against Judah.
Right.
I mean, Wow. He said, but you rejoiced in Jerusalem's fall.
Yes.
You rejoiced. You looked on the plunder they could seize after Babylon's victory.
Right.
Babylon shouldn't have got the victory.
No.
They shouldn't have. But anyway, but they did.
And he said it brought shame on them.
It did.
For that.
Yes. And that goes back under guilt and disgrace. We've had a subject on that here not long ago. We talked about shame and it's a bad deal, but it's what happened to them.
Right.
It brought shame on them. And it says, even more vicious, Edom ambushed the escaping Jews and turned them over to the enemy.
Right.
That's a hard, cold heart.
Right. Right.
I mean, they
had made a decision.
There isn't no compassion whatsoever here.
Yeah, they made a conscious decision on which side they were coming down on.
They really did.
Mm-hmm.
They just watched as Judah was taken, and then it took part in the calamity.
Right.
You know, God's not going to stand by and wink his eye at that.
No.
God's going to call that, and that's what he did.
Right.
He's calling their hand on it. He said, you did this.
Mm-hmm.
You sowed this, and you're going to reap.
And, you know, this has happened in many other books, you know, Cain and Abel. You know, it's common for this to happen, and it's a shame.
Wow. So, I mean, it says Edom's sins of inaction, of watching, quickly became active sins.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
It's sin.
Hello.
Yep.
It became active sins.
Yes.
Wow. When you start acting on those things, you know, enemy can inject thoughts, but you got to cast those. But if you interact with those thoughts and entertain those thoughts, it's going to bring it to active sin.
Well, and it becomes easier to do.
It does. It does.
Yep.
Wow. And what active sin was, they helped in the killing and they helped in the stealing of it.
Well, and it's they did it. So it made it more like it probably felt right to them because, well, we're all doing it. So it must be the right thing to do.
Wow.
And that can get you in big trouble.
Well, they're all doing it.
Yep.
Mom, they're all doing
it. That's right.
Dad, they're all doing it.
Would you jump off a bridge if Jimmy did? Yeah.
Yeah.
You might. You might in this day and age.
That's just because it's the popular thing, it's not making
don't
make it right in God's eyes.
No, it
just
does
because
not.
We try to justify our action and justify why we're doing it. No.
That's right.
But God said, I want you to look at my nature.
Right.
Look at my nature. Look at how I love you. Look at how I care for you. Look at how I've got compassion. That's what we want to see is God's nature, and we want to bear the same nature in our lives.
Yes. Yes.
Is in that right there. So, you know, he said, even so, failure to show compassion can lessen the value people see in others.
Right.
And
that's so true.
We shouldn't do that. We should value each other.
Mm-hmm.
As we're people. We're God's creation.
Yes.
You know, it's our creator, you know, and so we don't want to justify mistreatment of others. And,
and that's what they were doing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And Obadiah called them on it.
He did. Through God was speaking through Obadiah.
Yes.
Obadiah addressed it.
Yes.
And he went on, and he told them that this is what's going to happen. What does it say in verse 15?
Verse 15 says, "For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head."
Wow.
What you did is coming back to
your
you.
Your deeds.
That's right.
Your evil deeds.
Yep.
God is not mocked, and you shall reap what you sow.
Yes.
And that's the God, this is God's judgment.
Right. And, you know, I can imagine the terror that came over some of them after they listened to this and stood there and thought, oh, but I did some bad stuff.
You think it opened their eyes?
You would hope so, but.
I think they were spiritually blind.
Right. Well, it's generational. In this instance, it was generational. It started in the womb.
True.
And it just trickled down because Jacob and Esau could not make peace with one another.
Well, he was a deceiver.
Yes.
They deceived each other back then.
They were very it was a lot of drama with these two.
Yeah.
And instead of squashing it and making peace with one another, they carried it over into their families.
And it descended down.
Yes. And that's what happens a lot today.
Yeah.
We see that.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. But because of verse 15, mm-hmm. Obadiah was giving them a warning.
Yes.
He was warning them that the day of the Lord is near, which when we speak, what the Bible plainly says, when the day of the Lord,
yes.
It's speaking of God's judgment, especially at the end judgment.
Right.
At the end time judgment of all judgment mm-hmm. seat. Oh, my. We can either run to God's mercy seat
mm-hmm.
or we're going to face God's judgment seat.
That's right.
It's very clear. And so Obadiah was telling him, he says, the day of the Lord is near. He said, judgment is coming upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And God's judgment did come upon them
yeah.
very swiftly.
Yes.
It didn't, it wasn't much later here that it did come to pass.
It's
what Obadiah warned them was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when you speak to earlier, having a lack of compassion, not showing compassion, is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
And God dealt with it.
Right.
God dealt with it.
And you know, when you think about being corrected as a child, and you know, when your parent says, listen, if you do that one more time, I'm going to get you. You're getting a spanking or you're getting whatever punishment I'm fixing to lay out. And we do it again. This is what they did.
Yeah.
They just kept on. They could not follow God's law. They could not follow his rule.
It's really having a disrespect
mm-hmm.
for God's word.
Right. Right.
When you don't apply it.
Well, for God himself.
And you don't. And you don't follow it,
mm-hmm.
you could care less about
that's
God's
right.
word.
That's right.
That's when you're talking about your spiritual blindness, your mm-hmm. spiritual hard-heartedness comes in.
Sure.
When you don't care, when you don't respect
right.
God's word.
When you know it, and you willingly do the opposite of it.
Yeah.
That's a sin.
To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to
that's
him
right.
is a sin.
That's right.
So, I mean, you can, as you study through this, then you can start seeing, oh, yes, I see that now.
Right.
You know, just reading through this, we may not see it, but when you start looking at the aspects, bringing in from the different perspectives here, you can start seeing this was a grave sin.
Right.
It was a grave sin. And, oh, Jesus, he addresses in Matthew the seventh chapter of the very well-known scripture that we call the Golden Rule.
Yes,
we learned it as a child, and some of us learned the wrong way, doing to others before they do unto you.
Yeah, that's true.
That was the wrong.
Probably came from this story that we're talking about right now.
That was the wrong of it.
Right.
But it's very clear in Matthew 7:12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he is a minor prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was repeating just what Obadiah was talking about
right
here.
That's right.
He is just reiterating it into the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That was the law and of the prophets. And that's what Obadiah was speaking them to hear.
Right.
And so we see this. He says, you know, treat others as you want to be treated.
Yes.
And Edomites didn't do that.
No.
They didn't treat them that. They treated them harshly.
Because there was just hate in their heart.
There
really
was.
Anger in their hearts.
Yes,
yes,
it was. Yes, it was. I'm so thankful that God's grace.
Yes.
God's
yes.
mercy. You know, man, I go back to Lamentations that God's mercies are new every day.
Every night. Yeah.
Thank God. Thank.
Every
what is that
morning.
Scripture? I was trying to find it earlier. Micah, the 7th chapter, verse 18. I believe that's
Micah 2:18.
Micah 7:18.
7:18. Let's go open the book.
Yeah. That's a verse that just kind of keeps coming to me there.
Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy.
Wow.
Yep.
That's
That's huge.
That's what we're talking about yes. tonight. Though our sins be as scarlet, they mm-hmm. shall be washed white yes. as wool. Thanks be to God that we serve a God
yes.
who's showing us to be merciful as He's merciful to us.
Yes, that's love.
We need to extend yes. that. And that's what God is saying. God expects us to be merciful as He's merciful to us.
Yes.
You know, God forgave us of our debts. Mm-hmm. We need to, like the parable is, we need to forgive those who trespassed against us.
Right.
Need to pray for those and despitefully use us. Yes.
Well, in 19 of that same book, he says he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and that will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea.
When we repent.
And
when we confess. When we confess, yes. Lord, I have not shown compassion yes. to my brother. I've not shown compassion. I've
right.
not been merciful.
Right.
I've been greedy. I've been covetous. I rejoice. Because if you go back, if you want to really get nitty gritty,
uh-huh.
go read 1 Corinthians 13 chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Read what love is.
Right.
Love suffers long. Love does not hold grudge.
No.
Love does not hold records or keep records of wrongdoing, but love never fails.
Right.
You could tie that in with this just as easily as peanut butter and jelly.
Yes.
Because it goes together here.
Well, if you don't have compassion, you don't have love.
That's it.
And, you know, the world has this way of saying, it's not my problem. It's your problem.
Yeah.
It's not our mess to deal with. It's your mess to deal with. That is a lie of Satan. Because that is not what God's word tells us.
Amen. Amen.
He tells us to love one another, have compassion and mercy one for another.
Yes. Yes. That's the gist of the story
yes,
tonight. And,
it is.
You know, we can talk about it. And, you know, it's God's grace that He saves people who repent from sin's eternal consequences.
Yes.
Edom dealt with a pretty speedy consequence
yes,
here.
Yes, they did.
They
yeah.
did. What God promised was going to happen, what Obadiah spoke, came to pass.
Yes.
But there is a judgment day coming that it's going to be rough. Well,
yes. If you haven't chosen
and that's
Jesus.
That's permanent.
That's right.
That's a permanent judgment time.
Yes.
That God is coming. God is serious. God is serious of our decision, and it's made very clear.
Right.
Obadiah made it very clear in verse 15. He said, folks, he said, the day of the Lord is near. For all nations, for all heathen, as you have done, it will be done unto you. He
yes.
told them what was going to happen.
Yes.
He said, have you treated Judah like this?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming back on
That's
you.
That's right.
You
well,
sold
it goes back to Matthew where he says, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, it's on repeat, folks. If you read and read and study, you're going to read that a lot.
Yeah.
He means it.
Yes, God stands behind His word.
That's right.
He stands behind His word. He says, as you have done, it will be done unto you. Your deeds
yes.
will return upon your own head.
That's right.
You've laid a snare, you can be caught in a snare.
That's right.
You've done this, it's going to be done unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's yeah. exactly what the golden rule says.
It does.
It's very clear. Very clear. Let's pray for our...
Yes.
We could go in more. We're going to stop here. Michael, we've already, my time sure got away from us again
yes,
tonight.
Yes, it did.
But I think
we got the point across. Or Obadiah did.
Obadiah made it very clear.
He did.
Made it very clear tonight. And we hope we have brought this to light tonight as an insight and maybe a principle
yes.
that we need to see and follow tonight. So let's go to the Lord in prayer
yes.
as we pray to a merciful God.
Father, we just come before you tonight, Lord, to say, Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Lord, forgive us, Lord, for lacking compassion and lacking mercy in our own lives. Father, as we learn from the story of Obadiah tonight, Lord, of two people, Lord, of Jacob and Esau, and Lord, their descendants, Lord, how they warred against each other. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that we would not go with that aspect, but God, but go with your love to where you says, love one another. God, help us to love you with all of our heart and love our neighbors ourself. Father, help us to cling to your principles tonight, Lord. And Father, help us to see, Lord, not be spiritually blind in the situation or try to justify our actions, but God, open our hearts, open our eyes tonight, God. Lord, help us to be a merciful, merciful people, one toward another tonight. Father, we pray the Holy Spirit of God tonight, Lord, that you will forgive us, Lord, that we will not face your consequences or your eternal consequences, Lord, of not dealing with the sin. Lord, forgive us of our sin, Lord. I pray tonight, God, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, that we'll be a holy people, Lord, that is pleasing in your sight by our actions and our deeds. Father, we just pray for our people tonight, God, our audience that have tuned in, Lord, that you will touch their lives and order their steps, order their hearts tonight, God, Lord, and I pray that they'll remove bitterness and, Lord, and anger. If they've got aught against anybody tonight, Lord, that you'll give them courage and, Lord, that you can go to your word, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, Lord, as we can draw strength from you tonight, go and ask for forgiveness to that person or forgive that person for what they've done. Father, we pray, help us not to harbor that in our hearts. But God, let us turn loose of that and not hold on to that, Lord. Because, Lord, there will be consequences, severe consequences if we don't. Father, we pray that you're merciful to us. Lord, you've been merciful. Lord, and we ask for your mercy again. Father, we love you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word, that you honor your word. Lord, and we love you and we give you the praise for your peace in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a good lesson tonight. This was an eye opener.
It really is. Great subject. Great.
And you know,
subject.
We have all these kids going back to school, teachers. You know, this is a good thing to carry into the daily life and share with the children. And I pray that you do. And you know,
we're praying for you, teachers.
Yes, we are. We're praying for strength.
Praying for your school year.
Yes.
It's going to be a great year.
Bless them, Lord. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thanks again for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.